This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. We are bringing you Invent America while our fearless leader is out talking to a lot of other people at the National Hardware Show, and I am sure that some of those will turn out to be inventors that will want to get on this show. And we're talking about new innovation, obviously, because we do Invent America and America Invents. But today there's one that's in particular that we were kind of bombarded with when we were out there, and I'm sure that you will be as well, Michael. It was called e-commerce.
All right, that's right. I'm here at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. It's going to be opening up tomorrow, and I got some great, great interviews planned for next week. Got a lot of taping, and I definitely want to thank all of you for listening to last week's show at the International Building Show. And then last week, the event lady herself was at the ASD Market Week. So, Rita, we've been on the like Willie Nelson on the road. But yes, there's a lot going on here, and but we definitely need to talk about a subject matter that we've been getting a lot of requests on. You have too, is that basically selling online, Rita, and what my audience really needs to know in your experience and what you're gathering from your inventors and how can we help them?
Well, you know, things are always changing. That's one of the things that we certainly do learn in Invent America is how products and technology changes. And, you know, 20 years ago, who would have thought, you know, we would have been buying everything online as opposed to, you know, that one place where most of us do go online. But, you know, it keeps changing as well. So now we've got some new options, whereas, you know, one becomes a little more obsolete or predatory might be a better way of looking at it. There becomes a new option because somebody says, oh, let's do it. Let's do a new way in a better way. So that's one of the things that we've been paying attention to. And I had met Amy Weiss. She's one of our guests today. She was learning and starting to take lessons and teach inventors how to take advantage of TikTok Shop, which is the new competition to kind of that old predatory one out there. And the interesting thing was is that there was a class being taught at ASD Market Week, and it had 250 people attending the class on e-commerce. And so they started coming around to the booth. They wanted to sell us their services. They had just learned the services 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So it was like, okay, take a deep breath, everybody. Don't sign up with anybody just yet. Let's figure this out. And, you know, so we've been learning as we go. We want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. But for so many inventors who couldn't get into a store, they now can go live online and with some video essentially sell their product all across
the world. Yeah, hardware store. That's right. But Rita, you know, and we're going to have the experts on. We're going to dig into this new phase or this new way to market, because we want to make sure that we, you know, we protect our inventors, make sure that they understand the rules, the commerce rules, the, you know, just before they make that commitment. So we're going to go out there and find the experts, and so we can give them that information, right?
Absolutely. We've got what I consider two experts on today. One is Amy, who is learning, and she is selling her own products on TikTok Shop and is teaching other inventors how to use that new technology. And then Kevin Cody, who actually then will bring on products. He wants to bring on a couple of the products that we had at the show. And he's on the Home Depot e-commerce and the Lowe's e-commerce. So he's got access now to something that even inventors have a hard time getting, because they've got to have a certain bandwidth, a certain volume to get on some of those bigger ones. So Kevin's going to talk to us about what he brings to inventors on getting their products out there. So big news. It really is big news for our inventors to learn how to take advantage of that. Where they used to be limited by getting into a box store, they're no longer limited, except by their imagination.
No, that's right. And you know, when you get into a box store, I remember people used to always be happy and, wow, it's going to change my life. But what they don't understand, you're just in a computer system, and you with maybe 3-4 million products in the system. And unless somebody goes ask for that product or order that product, you know, it's not going to do you any good. They got to know you're in the system. And so now you figured out a way how to develop your own system where you're not going to be competing with 3 million products, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny because you always, inventors have the ideas like, well, if you build it, they will come. If you put it out there, they will come. No, you've got to let them know you're there. And so you're exactly right. You can get lost in a Home Depot or in a Lowe's, and unless somebody knows to go looking for you, and what do? They go to the Home Depot site or the Lowe's site, or to an Amazon site, and they search for the types of products that they want. And when they find you, they buy you.
You know, I'm going to get off track here just for a second, and you know that I do that from time to time. But what amazes me is that, you know, the last couple of years, you know, things have been slow. The economy's been slow. The manufacturing's been slow. Hell, we're in a recession. Let's just face it, whatever it is. Nobody wants to admit it. But it's amazing that the marketing, you want to market when things are bad. You don't want to market when things are good. And why do people want to, first thing they want to cut is marketing when things are bad. You understand what I'm getting? It should be opposite.
I do.
Am I wrong? I mean,
no. You're
to make that statement.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're still marketing and you're still there, people still need you. You know, nobody put pandemic in their 2020 business plan, for goodness sakes.
Right.
But it happened, and we're surviving, and e-commerce became a big animal during the pandemic because nobody wanted to go out. And so a lot of the products, even though the intensity of the products changed, it shifted a little bit, you know, small. The do-it-yourselfers became now a big issue for products, as opposed to having, you know, a contractor come in that you couldn't afford. You learned how to do it yourself. And so a lot of those inventions that helped the do-it-yourselfer, they went live, whether there was a pandemic or a recession or not. People still need stuff. And, you know, now the staycation folks, you know, they were staying at home and fixing up their yard and their swimming pool and, you know, their barbecue and stuff. So, you know, anything that had to do, you know, with a small product that you could do it yourself, big business.
All
and
right.
People who were advertising were the ones that got out there in spite of the pandemic.
All right, Rita, we got to take a break, so take us home, Rita.
Okie dokie. Everybody, the music is playing. We are going to run off and pay a few bills, but we're going to be back with Jenny Salimi. She was with us at ASD Market Week, but she's getting ready to take that first step into what kind of e-commerce should she be doing. So stick with us as we bring on one of our prize inventors and then a couple of industry experts to help us understand what the challenges really are. So stay right there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. We are glad to have you and to talk about how e-commerce has changed our lives and certainly made it easier for an inventor to start getting some awareness of their product. My next guest is Amy Weiss. She is more than just an inventor. She invented ShiftEase, and I'm going to have her tell us a little bit about that. But she is the leader of the Alamo Inventors Group, and that is how I met Amy. But she also helps mentor and consult inventors that want to be able to use some of these e-commerce tools. Amy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Rita.
So tell our listeners a little bit about ShiftEase and how you invented it, what it is.
Sure. It's actually called ShiftEase.
I think I've always shifting the cat litter. So
Sifting the cat litter, that's right. So, you know, I have grown up with cats. I've always been kind of a cat person. And cleaning the litter box is, as we all know, everyone's favorite chore. And unfortunately, you know, I had tried a lot of different litter boxes and I'd been scooping the litter box every day. But unfortunately, the litter box still really had bad odor. So I unfortunately have chronic severe migraines and they're triggered by odors. And I didn't want to have to get rid of my precious cats, my pets, my family's pets. And so I just really was motivated to invent a better solution to cleaning the litter box. And so for months, I worked on many different prototypes and I kind of sketched a lot of different types of litter boxes. And I realized at the end of each of those sketches that I was basically just recreating something, some version of something that I had already tried that didn't work. So one morning I woke up at like 2 a.m. with an aha moment and I realized that the problem was the litter box. If I could just create a separate device that was very easy for you to just pick up the litter box and pour it in, then maybe I would be onto something. So I went to Home Depot as soon as it opened and I built my first prototype of ShiftEase and it worked incredibly well. All you had to do is pick up the litter box, dump it into this giant kind of scoop, and then there's a holding bin underneath where the clean litter goes. So all the nasty stuff stays on the top. All the clean litter goes through to the bottom. So I was using my prototype for a little while, and all of a sudden I realized that I didn't smell the litter boxes anymore. I was only cleaning them every other day. I could clean two or three litter boxes at once in under 60 seconds using my method, and all of a sudden I didn't smell them at all anymore. And
wow.
I thought, what is this? Like, what have I done to eliminate the odor? And I realized that those little clumps in the litter box are the stinkiest things on earth. And what happens when you scoop is you break them apart and then you contaminate all the clean litter. And that's why people are constantly buying more litter. So we prototyped it. We turned it into a real product on the market. We got our molds made. And in 2018, we launched ShiftEase, and we've been selling it ever since. We've sold over $1 million in product on Amazon and other online marketplaces.
Well, congratulations. And the website, I love the name of the website, cleanlitterclub.com. That's pretty easy to find. And so help our inventors and our listeners understand e-commerce and, you know, what you do to help inventors get a handle on e-commerce.
So what's great about e-commerce channels like Amazon, Walmart.com, channels like that, is that there are very low barriers to entry. So, you know, when you're trying to bring your product to market to a large, you know, big box retail chain like a Costco or Target or Walmart, right? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. You've got to go to a lot of trade shows. You got to talk to the buyers. You really have to have a product that's ready to go, that is retail ready, that, you know, is it's tough. It's tough for inventors. But if you're an inventor and you have your first version of a product ready to go, you can launch that product in e-commerce on Shopify, your own website, on Amazon.com, which consumers see places like marketplaces like Amazon.com, just like they see a large brick and mortar store. So they kind of give your brand that same chance, right? And you have the opportunity to reach a huge audience of shoppers that are already there. Over 86% of America is our Prime members, Amazon Prime members. So it's a huge opportunity. And so you can very easily launch your product. All you need is a barcode. You don't even have to have a registered brand. You can launch it without having a registered trademark, but it's helpful to protect your brand to have a registered trademark. But you can essentially launch it as long as you have like packaging, labeling, and a barcode. You can launch your product on websites like Amazon and get major market attention and grow your sales super, super quickly.
So the new player on the block is TikTok Shop.
Yes.
How does that compare to Amazon?
So TikTok Shop is called what we call video commerce. And video commerce has grown quite a lot. I think they were at $13 billion in sales in 2023. And so we see video commerce kind of across the internet. We see sometimes Facebook Live shopping. We see like QVC, for example. We see Instagram live shopping. But TikTok has brought this to a whole another level with their TikTok Shop platform, where essentially you can have your own e-commerce store on TikTok, and you can then show up in TikTok search with your product. And TikTok has also built a really innovative creator platform where you can reach out to other creators, other content creators who are already on TikTok, and you can offer them commission to essentially make a video of your product and help you sell it. So you don't even need to have a huge following to sell your products on TikTok Shop. You can launch them there and then reach out to creators, and TikTok will do the work of actually tracking to make sure that creator got their sample, that they created the video of your product and tagged your product in it. They will get a commission and you will make more sales. And when I did this, I started my first month on TikTok Shop and I only did about $1,000 in revenue on TikTok Shop for my first month. However, I had my biggest month of sales ever in the history of my brand on Amazon. The overflow that happens is really great.
Excellent. Well, we're going to post your information online. So if someone wants to hire you as a consultant, they can. I hear the music playing. It means we've got to go pay some bills. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us. And we will be right back with Kevin Cody.